This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rahmah, mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about himself, describing himself as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. It's the first introduction that Allah gives to mankind after identifying himself as the only one who is worthy of worship. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. See, compassionate mercifulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that's easily rendered into any language of the world. The word rahmah does not just simply mean gracious or forgiving or one who is capable of compassion or loving of his creation. That concept of rahmah that is unique to Allah is the stem of all aspects of compassion, love, and mercy that are exchanged in all of his creation. In that beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there are 100 levels, shades of mercy. Only one of them has been displayed in the creation of God. So no mother loves her child, no love is exchanged in all of this world, in all of the realms of Allah's creation, except it's just a byproduct of that one expression of His mercy. And that 99 other levels of mercy of God are returned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kept with Him to be utilized and used as He has written upon Himself. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord is the one who is willing to forgive and expiate your sins. He is the one, only one possessing of complete compassionate mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has prescribed and written upon Himself to deal with His creation, to deal with mankind with His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you see it, and I end with this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not the all-merciful, jalla wa ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest in His mercy and display of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو أن الله, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to withhold His mercy, He would not give an unbeliever in Him a sip of the water of this world. But Allah's mercy is so great that even those who are unworthy of it are still provided some level of it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your heart, know that whatever condition you're in, whatever difficulty you find yourself in, whatever hardship or trial or difficulty that you are traveling through, entering into, trying to exit from, know that the mercy of Allah remains with you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you may detest and have hate and aversion to something you're experiencing, but that is what is best for you in the merciful knowledge of your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.